Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents How Catholic Art Saved the Faith, The Triumph of Beauty and Truth in Counter-Reformation Art by Elizabeth Lev. Narrated by Nancy Peterson. Introduction. Caravaggio may seem the most unlikely choice to spearhead a public relations campaign for the Catholic Church. This aggressive, unconventional artist rarely followed rules, whether legal or artistic, and was more frequently under arrest than in Eucharistic adoration. Yet this brilliant painter joined several other misfit artists, hypochondriac Baracci, alcoholic Annibale Carracci, gritty Ribera, and scandal-ridden Artemisia Gentileschi, to become the visual arts SWAT team of the Catholic Church in an age of crisis, the post-Reformation era. A dark and divisive cloud swept through Europe in the wake of October 31, 1517, when Martin Luther's 95 Theses challenged almost every aspect of the faith. Confusion reigned supreme regarding everything from the sacraments, which accompanied human beings from birth to death, to the saints, who set daily examples in the liturgical calendar. Was Jesus present in the Eucharist? Could the procession of historical Christian heroes in heaven assist the living? Was Mary's role in the story of salvation solely that of the God-bearer, with no lasting influence over the Church? As these questions of faith took a geopolitical turn toward issues of power, the debate grew increasingly ugly. Harsh language disseminated through the printing press was supplemented by vicious images, such as Lucas Cranach's Passionary of Christ and the Antichrist series from 1521, where 13 woodcuts showing scenes from the life of Christ were contrasted with those of the Antichrist, represented as the Roman Pontiff. Violence escalated, dialogue broke down, and brother turned against brother as the wars of religion began. What could calm these storm-tossed waters? The arts. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI repeated both as cardinal and as Roman pontiff that art and the saints are the greatest apologetic for our faith. The Catholic Church of the Counter-Reformation relied on this premise as it unleashed a wave of glorious examples of holiness, as well as beautiful sacred art in opposition to the ugliness, confusion, betrayal, and loss rampant in that era. Artists, despite their personal obstacles towards sanctification, were recruited to teach, delight, and inspire through their gifts, and complement the hallowed lives of Charles Borromeo, Ignatius of Loyola, Philip Neri, Thomas More, Teresa of Avila, and Jane Frances de Chantal, who shone as examples of spiritual beauty. Initially, perhaps, self-interest may have motivated artists. The menace of iconoclasm, a side effect of the Protestant Reformation, saw paintings, statues, and relics destroyed in several pockets of Northern Europe, and was gaining ground in the South. Painters and sculptors were in part to blame for the hostility toward images. Enamored of their own prowess, some artists had lost sight of the holy stories in favor of provocation, often of a lascivious nature, or else a vain virtuosity, arraying a dizzying number of figures, but masking the sacred message. This period, dubbed ineffectually by art historians as mannerism, gave the world the notion of art for art's sake that would take on a life of its own in the 18th century. For the post-Reformation era, however, the watchword was something else entirely: art for faith's sake. It's not surprising that, faced with promiscuous or confusing images, some Catholic prelates questioned the wisdom of continued art patronage while the Church was preparing to re-examine her teachings in the Council of Trent. Music, literature, and the visual...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?